Michael, a lot of people are asking, why should the Royal Commission go longer? Why?
Well, it's uncovered a lot of stuff that is half the story. It's uncovered things that are so deeply chilling, we have to know the rest of it. What else has gone on? Let me give you an example. This week, we're going to hear at the Royal Commission from a former president of the CFMEU, a bloke called Peter McClelland. He gave evidence last year in a private hearing, and the transcript of that private hearing has now been released. What he said chills you to the bone, mate. He's talking about the boss of the CFMEU in New South Wales, Brian Parker, still in the job. One of the senior organisers there, a bloke called Darren Greenfield, still in the job. And the leg up that they gave to the George Alex companies on the Barangaroo worksite in Sydney. It's a big job, right? George Alex, dodgy character, criminal associates. Peter McClelland, the CFMEU president, expressed his worry about the leg up that these blokes were giving George Alex. And he was asked by the Royal Commission, when did you become concerned about George Alex and what he was up to? This bloke, Peter McClelland, answered on the transcript by saying, I became concerned when people around him started getting shot.
Jeez.
Now, what he's talking about, mate, is Joanne Toon killed on his porch at home, shot dead in front of his kids. George Alex was a close associate of Khaled Sharif, the bloke who's over with ISIS in the Middle East, lopping off heads. He's got his little boy holding up a head of a bloke to the camera. This is the class of person associated with the bloke who's currently running the CFMEU in New South Wales. In Queensland.
All right. But let me jump in. Then you can tell me that with safety and knowledge that this has all been uncovered by the Royal Commission. Why then is that not passed to the police and said, boys, go for it?
Mate, they're hand and glove. You know, they're the left hand and the right hand working together with the police. Now, it's a really important point, though, that you raise, the involvement of police, because that's what the Labor Party says should be the authority to investigate these matters, and it should be done by the trade union movement, you know, policing itself and reporting the bad eggs amongst it. Well, hasn't that worked brilliantly? It's taken a Royal Commission to uncover this stuff. So in the first few months of the Royal Commission's life, it operated by itself. It didn't have a sort of police wing. Then Royal Commissioner Hayden wrote to the previous Prime Minister, in his report to the Governor-General, which went to the government, he wrote these words. He said, what I've uncovered so far shows a, quote, grave threat to the authority of the Australian state. A grave threat, mate. That's sort of like going to war type talk. Now, last year, we heard chilling evidence. It was scary. It painted a pretty bad picture about union corruption. Then Dyson Hayden, the commissioner, used those words in his interim report. This is a grave threat to the power and authority of the Australian state. This year, we've heard even more about the corruption and crime.
So the dilemma for the police is that you're dealing in a zone that's criminal and it's political. And that crossover, you say, is the only body that can handle it, is a Royal Commission.
Mate, Bill Shorten encapsulated the problem probably unintentionally when he made this comment to one of the newspapers years ago. He said, talking about corruption within unions, he said, we'll sort it out the union way behind closed doors.
Wow.
Mate, and that's exactly the way that they operate, because in all those years leading up to the Royal Commission, how many reports were made by trade unions about trade union corruption to police? None. Stuff all. And what happened under the old regime was, say you get a Bruce Wilson allegation, which was made by Ian Cambridge. He reported it formally to the National Crime Authority. They flicked it onto the Victoria Police. Poor old detective sergeant, mate, goes out to the union and says, I've got these allegations here of a bloke called Wilson and this Workplace Reform Association and, you know, all sorts of dodgy money. Tell me about it. Are you guys going to make a complaint? What's the union say? No, we're not going to make a complaint. Nothing to see here, and that's why it gets, you know, shoved under the carpet.
You talk about the old regime. There's another reality. The old regime that was Abetz and Abbott and whoever else that was kind of determined on this front, they're gone now. Both of them are gone. Do you think the new regime has got the determination to keep going?
No. In fact, the Prime Minister has made it clear. Prime Minister Turnbull said, we will not wage war on the unions. And then to add insult to that injury, because they're waging war on us, to add insult to that injury, he's invited the ACTU to a roundtable conference that's designed to determine the path to this nation's future prosperity.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Dave Oliver would be the prime spokesman running cover or providing protection to blokes within the union movement who are clearly engaged in criminal conduct. And Oliver says the only investigative authority who is on their tail should be shut down. Every second utterance he makes is trying to discredit this Royal Commission and the Royal Commissioner. Mate, to have that bloke at the table with the history of that sort of conduct, it laughs at the nation and the authority of the state. The ACTU, until it realises and admits it's got a problem, should be in isolation because it's infectious. And until it, you know, wakes up to itself and says it's in its own interests, its genuine interests, to have that cancer within cut out and rendered inert, it should stay in bloody isolation. And I think the Prime Minister has a hide to treat it as if it was just as legitimate as, you know, a business or a community organisation that didn't have these skeletons in the closet.
Okay, with that in mind, what should people do?
Yeah. Well, the email addresses, I think, are the best way to go. Drop an email. I'm not going to do a pro forma. Make up your own words. You tell the Prime Minister or Senator Michaela Cash, the Minister for Employment, what you think, what you've observed. The difference, you know, Jason, between the justice system of old and the justice system today is that the internet beams it into people's living rooms. So we're not just talking about a dry hearing room that's got nobody present to hear the evidence. People in their homes have heard these telephone intercepts firsthand. They've seen the evidence and they've seen it explained, and it's happened in their living room. So they understand the report that comes out much more deeply than somebody, say, a decade or two ago would have done. It's that sort of feeling that the Prime Minister needs to hear. He needs to hear it from you, how this stuff has affected you and what you think the Prime Minister of Australia should do in response.